live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We're going to be joined today by Josh Nason. Mike Sempervivi is doing the old switcheroo here today. So it's going to be myself and Josh talking all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, of which, as I say all the time, there is an abundance. We've got the WWE Cruiserweight Classic. Not only did the Cruiserweight Classic wrap up last night, but we have got a brand new WWE Cruiserweight Champion. Triple H stole my idea. Came out and said, tonight the main event is not only for this big trophy that looks like a Pez dispenser, but the winner of this is also going to end up the brand new WWE Cruiserweight Champion. TJ Perkins won. He is your new Cruiserweight Champion. He is on his way to Raw, along with a number of other competitors, including the man who had his last opportunity, his final chance in this business. Brian Kendrick is heading to Raw as well. We can talk about the Cruiserweight Classic here today. What were your thoughts on the show? We'll be talking about it in great detail tonight on the Brian and Vinny show. But we're looking for your thoughts today. We've got SmackDown, Lucha Underground, NXT, Ring of Honor on Comet if you watched that show. And we've got a lot of other news as well. We'll be taking your phone calls, emails, text messages. The studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, you can contact us at 844-411-5411. And the text message line today is 425-780-7566. Dave Meltzer will join us in the second segment as well. So no shortage of things to get into here today. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Josh Nason, also of WrestlingObserver.com. He has given Mike a day off here today to do whatever he's doing. I hear Mike was on your show. Is that right, Josh?
He was. We did a special 90-minute mini Sin Limite, just asking Mike Law about his past. And, Brian, it's good to talk to you again. We have not done a show in quite some time.
Thank God you did not overshoot my 90-minute requirement for any podcast ever.
Well, Brian, listen, you know my contract. I have no requirements or limitations.
That's right. We got a lot to talk about here today. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411, and the text message line, 425-780-7566. What's your thoughts on the Cruiserweight Classic, SmackDown, Lucha Underground, NXT, Ring of Honor? There's a lot of shows that have been taking place of late, Josh. What do you think of the Cruiserweight Classic?
It was fantastic. I mean, what a fitting end and great end to a wild ride of a hell of a TV show, if I do say so myself. It was just great. I mean, it was four matches. It was just perfect for those that are just into this style and just the approach and the stakes and just everything. I even love the fact they did this tag team match as kind of a preview of sorts for what's to come, but also tied in the whole NXT universe thing. I don't know anyone that watched that show, that could have watched that show and not came away with an amazingly positive feeling and just a feeling of that's why we love wrestling.
Can I depress everybody or should I not bother?
No, let's go. Let's go.
All right, listen, everyone. I've been wrong before, but the Cruiserweights are heading to Raw on Monday. And obviously this is nothing negative about the Cruiserweight Classic. I got nothing but great feedback for the Cruiserweight Classic. I think it's been awesome. But Vince McMahon runs Raw. And I'm just hoping, this is all I'm hoping. It's not even really all that negative. I'm just hoping that everybody realizes that Vince McMahon is still running Raw. And that there was a guy on the board the other day who was trying to figure out how to make 3 hours palatable, is that the word? And one of his ideas was 30 minutes devoted to the Cruiserweights. And I was like, man, if this is what the general audience is expecting on Raw, maybe on the first week, because you've got to introduce TJ Perkins, it's a brand new division, maybe they'll get more time the first week. But I'm afraid that if anybody is expecting the Cruiserweights to get 30 minutes on Raw every week, and tear down the house and matches with moves like these super fast Germans onto the head, and there was a burning hammer that nearly killed Kota Ibushi a couple of weeks ago. There was a lot of spots in this tournament that, I mean, Seth Rollins does some of these moves. Kevin Owens does some of these moves. And there's a deal where you can't go in there and just steal everybody's moves. I think the guys had a lot of freedom in the Cruiserweight Classic that they're not going to be getting on Raw. I'm glad the Cruiserweights are going to the main roster. I'm glad we're going to see Cruiserweight action every week. I just don't think that people should get too excited thinking they're going to get the Cruiserweight Classic on Raw every week.
Yeah, I was thinking about this today and thinking about this last night, and I'm sure a lot of people like myself and like you are very skeptical of WWE's their want and desire to actually make this division work and not just be a 6-minute time filler every week. You know, I think you look at what they've done with the women as of late, and you hope that maybe the mentality of the past of this is how this style of wrestling should be and how that's changed, that maybe that will apply to the cruiserweights as well. I'm curious. My guess is on Monday, my gut instinct tells me they're going to do some sort of tag team match to highlight maybe 4 guys or 6 guys and try to just do a spot fest for 5 minutes, which I don't think would be the best thing to start with. But this is going to be a perfect test of how has WWE's mentality changed at all. I know a lot of people would laugh even hearing that statement, but this is going to be a great test.
Well, hold on a second. I won't laugh. The mentality has changed. Kevin Owens in a tank top, not even a tank top, a t-shirt with the sleeves cut out. That guy's your world champion on one brand. AJ Styles, who couldn't even get a look from WWE for a decade, is the champion on the other brand. AJ beat Dean Ambrose for that title, who was the one guy in the Shield that they weren't doing anything with forever. I mean, don't get me wrong. Things have changed. There is a different idea about who can be a superstar and who can be a champion. But at the end of the day, these are still really small guys. And you know how Vince is with really small guys.
Yeah. This is why it's fun to see this stuff unfold, because we're going to get our answer. I think we're obviously going to know a lot on Monday. How would you book the first appearance of the Cruiserweights on Raw Monday? What would you do?
Dude, I'd have a really good match with the champion.
Versus who?
I don't know. I'd give him time, though.
Pick someone. Well, pick someone. Add that whole group, because they're going to take someone out of that group. Who would you think would be the best?
Well, here's the problem.
12 minutes.
Here's the problem. We don't really know who's being brought up, with the exception of about 4 names. So of the names that I know, I would probably do TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick and give them 12 minutes and have it be awesome. And then away we go. You got to do something like that.
Yeah, it will be. I think this will be a good test also to see, obviously, our wrestling bubble. And I think we notice this with NXT a lot, is that we think everyone in the WWE universe, so to speak, watches NXT and gets it. But then when someone gets called.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I've seen Carmella's reaction when she came out on SmackDown at the beginning. Nobody knew who she was.
True, true. So I think for this, it's going to be how do they present it even before the guys even get there. And with TJ Perkins, this is going to – it was very interesting to see that he was the guy that won. And there's a lot of, obviously, behind-the-scenes contractual reasons for that. But this is the first guy, and he's got a lot on his shoulders. And can you believe this is the guy that was in TNA – and just had to keep going forth with the mask and not the mask and all this stuff.
Of course
I can. And now he's a cruiserweight champion.
Watched a lot of TNA and a lot of WWE. Okada was a goofball in TNA. We had Samoa Joe. I mean, I've seen all these guys in TNA. I can believe anything. But you know what? Listen, I like Kota Ibushi. I think he's great as well. I know that Dave thought he was by far the best guy in the tournament, but I was blown away by TJ Perkins in this tournament. I thought this guy was so good. I've been talking about this for weeks. I thought he was the MVP. I'm glad that he won. I think that he has the potential. I don't think he's there yet, but I think that he has the potential to be a worker of the caliber of guys like Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit and Dean Malenko, all those guys. He moves so well. He has a movement that a lot of these guys that do great moves and everything like that, they just don't have. Zack Sabre Jr., I was not impressed with Zack Sabre Jr. in this tournament. I know he's got a lot of great technical wrestling and everything like that, but I thought his selling was lame. I don't think his movement was all that good. And I look at a guy like TJ Perkins, and I just think this guy's in another universe.
Ooh, boy. After watching last night, you still can say that? I mean, TJ Perkins was great in those two matches, but that Zack Sabre Jr. match, man, that was fun. And I want to ask Dave a little bit later about Zack Sabre Jr. But I'm interested in, like, who could potentially be a breakout star in this division? Because usually the first guy in isn't going to be the champion maybe, obviously, a year from now. I mean, do we think the Neville types? Do we think of Gargano as a type? I mean, there's so much intrigue depending on where they want to go with this, with who's going to be the guy. Austin Aries ended up could end up long term being the guy, which would be a hell of a lot of fun. They have so many different options. I just hope they just go for it. Just absolutely go for it, and it'll give us all a little bit of hope.
Very quickly, you're on the air. What's going on? What was that?
Some sort of transformer.
Oh, Brian. Hey, Brian, I'm sorry.
Hey, what's happening?
Here?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead. Very quickly.
I have one quick question. I think Tozawa will be the breakout star. USA won 3 hours of Raw last SmackDown. Why does the WWE insist on having a four-hour-plus pay-per-view with pre-show and then go longer on the pay-per-view broadcast?
Why do they insist on having an extra hour pre-show?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. The short answer is they've got a WWE network, and in their mind, and I did a poll about this, and I was actually shocked by the response, but in their mind, there are a lot of wrestling fans who can't get enough wrestling. And so they're providing as much as humanly possible to give them their money's worth. On the network, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't care. Who cares? But on Raw, it's way too much. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of Josh Nason, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer is joining us as always. We got an Observer to talk about here today and a number of other topics as well. And I know, Josh, you want to kick it off with your Zack Sabre Jr. question, so go to town.
Okay. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
There he is. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Dave. Zack Sabre Jr., I want to talk about one of the semifinalists instead of the actual winner. A lot of people probably wondering, why isn't Zack Sabre Jr. going to sign with WWE? And I was wondering what insight you might have into that.
I don't. The impression that I've got is that he still has things that he wants to do. And it could be he wants to spend more time as PWG champion, wants to wrestle more in England and things like that. I mean, I got the impression that at some point he wants to go there, but he feels he's still got things he wants to accomplish before going there. So, I mean, that's kind of how it's been explained to me. I was surprised. I mean, Kota Ibushi didn't surprise me as much because, you know, he's a big star in Japan and there's a lot of stuff that he could do there. And, you know, he's not really from the country. I mean, Zach isn't from the country, but Zach may have already moved to the United States. I know he was thinking of moving to the United States. So I was surprised at you know, that he would essentially turn down what would have been winning this tournament. But, you know, he just, you know, I mean, there's when you're on the outside, you really have a lot more freedom of what you can do. And right. He's a young guy and maybe he just wants one more year of freedom.
Yeah, I want to ask about the money aspect, not specifically what they're making, but it seems that the world of wrestling outside WWE, and you've talked about this forever, there's a lot of opportunities for guys to make money. I mean, Alberto Del Rio, that whole thing coming up last week, and Ryback and all these guys. Is it just that these guys now, like Ibushi and Zack Sabre Jr., they have an opportunity to make a really good living outside the WWE ring and really can just have that freedom and do what they want and maybe later in life say, yeah, maybe let's give it a 1 or 2 year run?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's different, but I mean, I think one of the big misconceptions, I mean, if you're a star in WWE and a top guy, you can't make that money anywhere else. But just being in WWE, I mean, some people go, oh, you know, take that WWE money. It's like, I mean, like Bryan Danielson, I think it was maybe 3 years into WWE before he made the money that he'd made the 4 years previously. Kevin Owens, when he came in for much less money than he was making. Most of the guys do. You know, like with when Moose had the different offers from everyone, right? I mean, the TNA offer was double the WWE offer. So it's like, I think that people, like, entry level WWE offers are less than a lot of these guys can make on the outside. I mean, you know, the
Dude,
young
some of these numbers are mind blowing what some of these lower card guys in WWE are making.
In what sense?
Low.
Well, the NXT developmental guys, I mean, and, you know, a lot of guys on NXT contracts are making, I mean, I don't know that they're, I mean, it used to be as low as 25. I don't think that they're below, you know, I think that they're well up from that now. But, you know, a lot of the guys are making, say, 45. And, you know, you can make a lot more than that if you're an indie star. Now, if you go in and it's like Finn Balor or somebody like that, where they go and they want you and they know that you've got, you know, a New Japan gig, so they have to pay you more than the New Japan gig to get you. And if they want you that bad, that's one thing. But I don't know too many guys who have been in that situation where you know, they've gotten that kind of an offer. Usually it's like, well, you know, we'll give you a developmental offer on our terms. And some of these guys can make a lot more money on the outside. Plus, you know, not everyone wants to live in Orlando. And you're working a lot more dates when you're on the in. You know, you could work a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's like you work a lot more dates for less money. A lot of guys at TNA, as far as like the actual business aspect of it, like a James Storm, I mean, you're talking about making 2.5 times the money working, you know, 10% of the dates. I mean, it's not really a tough decision.
CM Punk, I want to talk very quickly about this since it's a big talking point of late. How well did he draw for UFC 203? What are the numbers as of today?
I mean, the best estimate's between 425 and 475, and I think that show would have done about 270 without him. So he did better than I expected. He did better than they expected. He did real well as far as drawing people, and he was well worth the money for the show. And
you know, I was thinking about this when I heard those numbers. They're in the New Observer, by the way, everybody. You can check out at WrestlingObserver.com with your subscription. I was thinking about the idea that the fact that CM Punk fought and drew somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 to 200,000, surely pro wrestling fans.
Most had to be. I mean, there's probably a few that weren't, but yeah, you got to figure the majority were pro wrestling fans.
And this is not a cheap pay-per-view.
No.
It's just amazing when you think about how WWE has just dismantled their pay-per-view business for this network. And the reality is, if there is a match, or in this case a fight, that professional wrestling fans want to see, it doesn't matter if it's $65 and they're used to paying $9. They're going to buy it. So I really second-guess this decision they made a long time ago to have WrestleMania available on the network.
Well, WrestleMania was the mistake.
It's a giant mistake.
Yeah, the WrestleMania was a big mistake. The other ones, I mean, as far as the B shows, I don't think that was a mistake. The idea of putting 8 or 12 or whatever it is, quote, pay-per-views on the network, because those B shows, you know, what we learned over time with WWE, what changed over the last 15 years is before, if you had like a really big match on a pay-per-view, it would draw really big, but for whatever reason, as time went on, it became WrestleMania drew the biggest, Royal Rumble drew the second biggest, and SummerSlam drew the 3 biggest, and you couldn't do anything with any of the other 9 shows no matter what you put on. I mean, even like Dwayne Johnson's return at a Survivor Series, I mean, it did way better than a Survivor Series would do, but it was disappointing as hell when, what was the other, you know, there's Randy Orton and Cena, remember when they did a big unification match and they were trying to build it as like the biggest match in WWE history? And I mean, it did better than a December show would do, but it really didn't do very well. So at that point, I mean, the whole point of that is I think that perhaps if they had gone with every pay-per-view except for Rumble, SummerSlam, and Mania, it would have been better for all concerned. And even, you know, if you go with SummerSlam and Rumble, Mania, they're giving up, you know, it's tens of millions of dollars they're giving up in Mania by putting it on the network. But, you know, it was the decision they made. And they can't go back on it now, I don't think.
So if those numbers turn out to be solid and Punk increased that many more buys to a lower level UFC pay-per-view show, I know people hate to hear about the business, and you know this as well. How do they not bring him back for a second opportunity?
The thing is, the second time wouldn't be as big, most likely.
It won't be as big, but there's already the perfect match.
What, Mike Jackson?
You got to see him, Punk and Mike Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? He might win that match too.
He could.
Yeah, he could win that match. I think that because it's already been on pay-per-view, if you do a second one, I would put it on television. Because the one thing is I think that he would mean more as a curiosity on television. And he would mean, and the second time, even if people don't have, everybody will watch him on television the second time because they don't have to pay for it. So I think that there's an argument for that. But he did look bad, and he's not a UFC caliber fighter. And they're, you know, I mean, it's, now that they got the entertainment company running it, I mean, someone asked me this morning, and I really do think that's true. If you have the entertainment company running it, I think that they may, believe me, they're looking at the bottom line even more than the old company was. Not that both weren't. So from their standpoint, how do you turn down a guy who's going to increase your revenues or increase your ratings or whatever? He may get a second fight. It's tough. It's a really tough decision for them to make because if you cut him, he goes to Bellator, he goes on free TV, and he gives them a big rating. I mean, that's a guarantee. That's a lock what's going to happen. Or you keep him, you put him on a pay-per-view, diminishing returns for sure, but still people will watch out of curiosity. Or you put him on a free TV show, and you'll get a big rating out of it. So, if Punk wants to fight again, he's going to have plenty of opportunities.
We've got the Cruiserweight debut on Monday, and Josh asked me earlier, we got about a minute here, very quickly, if you had the opportunity, Dave, and they said book the first night with the Cruiserweights on Raw, what would you do?
Oh, man, I'd have to think about that, but I probably would, I would do something to, because what I would do is set up a match with, to find someone to set up a match. So who is the best guy out there that they have available? Because I don't know if Metalik is on the show or not. But, I mean, the whole thing that what you're going to do is set up the match for the Clash of Champions show. So,
six-pack challenge or something?
God, I hate those though.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe having you know, perhaps Brian Kendrick seemed to do real well as far as getting over and everything. Maybe do like Brian Kendrick and
let me throw something in very quickly. You know why Brian Kendrick is important here? Because he's been there before, and when you're introducing this to a new audience, and there are going to be a lot of people on Raw who never saw any of the Cruiserweight Classic.
Lots.
He can make the vast majority this work on day one.
Yeah. But probably
Cedric, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, because Cedric had really good matches. Maybe Gargano, actually, because I trust Gargano in that situation. Maybe Gargano and Kendrick, winner gets the shot, you know, and just Bill as the winner gets the shot at the Clash.
All right, everybody, we got to head to a break. I want to thank Dave, as always, for being on the show today. And we will be back in just a moment with more. We'll talk to The Observer, all the news. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Howdy there. I'm the Extra Crispy Colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. They're sandwiches made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger-little good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Josh Nason, also WrestlingObserver.com, talking all of the news. Enjoy the Dave segments at least three times a week for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. 60 to 90 minutes, but no longer. No 91-minute shows. 3 to 4 times a week, Dave and I are up for subscribers. We got 8,000 archived shows. Every show we've ever done dating back to 2005. Josh has a show on the website. We got tons of different shows, usually about 20 a week, and you get full access to the Wrestling Observer newsletter as well as Figure Four Weekly and archives. All of this available. $10.99 a month if you love audio. There is no better website on the planet for pro wrestling and mixed martial arts audio than WrestlingObserver.com. So head up there and check that out. A lot of the stuff we talk about is straight out of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, and a lot of the stuff you see elsewhere on the internet is straight out of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. So go to the source. If you've never read an Observer, your mind will be blown by its length every week. About 35,000 words, which is about one half to a third the length of a book every single week on pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Had a caller on the line, and I'm not sure if this is him, but he got disconnected before Dave came on. So let's go to the phones very quickly. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Really loved Lucha Underground last night. I thought it was top-notch, especially the main event, the Weapons of Mass Destruction match between Marty the Moth Martinez and Killshot.
Josh, have you seen that yet?
I haven't, but I read it all about it on our site, and that Weapons of Mass Destruction match sounded wild. Ammo boxes, ladder bridges, all that stuff. There was a lot of blood. And I heard that was, I don't know if it was well worth going out of your way to see, but if you like the car crash type of match, I'd probably recommend it.
I have not seen it yet, and I asked Dave about it last night. Now, granted, we did the show at about 2 a.m., so we were all very tired, but he didn't seem blown away by it. And from the feedback that I've seen around the internet today, it seems that people really like that match. So tell me about it, Jim.
Well, like Josh was saying, when they first started it, Marty the Moth, he came out all dressed like in fatigues, and he had the dog tag that Killshot wants so bad. And he goes up in through the crowd and everything, and he turns his back, and here comes Killshot. And then they start battling here and there and throwing each other. And not 5 minutes into the match, Marty the Moth is bleeding. And then, like you said, they used the ladders, they used box. They just say they threw everything in there except the kitchen sink. And like I said, the fans were going wild. It was just it's one of the best, I guess, hardcore matches I had seen on Lucha Underground in a long time.
Well, there you go. Did you watch the Cruiserweight Classic?
No, I sure didn't, but I caught NXT, though.
And?
It was pretty. Now, what exactly happened between... I can't think of his name now. Samoa Joe and...
Nakamura?
Yeah, what happened there?
He beat the hell out of him, and they stretchered him out to set up their second match. Which, by the way, let me talk about that. Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got a lot of stuff here today. So, they're setting up another Samoa Joe Shinsuke Nakamura match, and as I had been talking about on this show for months and months and months and months, with Bayley... They had a lot of ideas for the Bayley match at SummerSlam weekend. And one of them was that she could win the title from Asuka, and then she would stay on NXT TV for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 weeks and lose the belt on TV and then go up to the main roster. Now, they didn't do that. So I'd also heard for a long time that the Joe Nakamura winner was going to be called up to the main roster. And, of course, neither Joe nor Nakamura are on the main roster right now. So what I am hoping, by the way they did this angle, is that they are going to do a Joe-Nakamura rematch, likely at the next TakeOver, or maybe it'll even be on television. I think they're taping television tonight, actually. And, in fact, I think tonight they're going to kick off the Dusty Rhodes Classic again. So... we'll see what happens tonight. I know there have been various ideas bandied about that. But anyway, I hope they do the rematch and then Samoa Joe gets called up. And it's been my idea for a while. Joe has got to come in as the guy that either Shane McMahon hires to take out Brock, or he could even come in as a babyface, although I don't like this idea as much because he's such a great heel. But he comes in as the guy Daniel Bryan brings in to take out Miz. One way or the other, I want this man on the main roster beating up people.
Sounds good to me. I mean, usually you would think of these, you tend to look at these call-ups now, and what type of big events could they possibly be part of? And you've seen, like, with SummerSlam and Mania Weekend, it's almost like kind of this continuation, like that's the perfect time to do momentum, to have them come up off the TakeOver show. We saw that with Bayley, obviously, at SummerSlam. I don't think they really need to wait, or they really can wait for 4 months, say after like the Royal Rumble, for example. So I think, I like that plan. I am salivating at the thing about Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar, like WrestleMania. Oh my God, how awesome would that be?
Got a couple of text messages I want to read here. We've got this person who says, Mick Foley's greatest contribution. This is from Sports Illustrated. Mick Foley's greatest contribution to Raw is his logic. So far, Foley has considerably outshined Daniel Bryan. Well, first off, when I talk about this, we're talking about the characters. And as far as the characters go, yes, Mick Foley has in fact outshined the Daniel Bryan character. Some of the decisions that Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon have made as GMs, I've strongly questioned in storyline. And Foley is doing his best to try to instill a little bit of logic here. Now, I will say, the fact that Foley believed Stephanie McMahon when she said she hadn't talked to her husband for a week, that killed his credibility as a character right there, in my opinion.
Can I tell you someone that outshines them all?
Heath Slater?
Triple H. Evidence last night, and I know that people love Triple H for the NXT version of Triple H. They love. He could not help himself. Not only does he do the voiceover for the intro, but right as the match is going to begin for the finals, his music hits, and that's when he chooses to come out, do a quick promo, and introduce the fact that the Cruiserweight Championship is actually going to be on the line or settled in that match. I was like, could you do this like 2 minutes before? Just, he can't help himself with not, but he has to keep just plugging himself in right in the middle with all the NXT stuff. It's like, dude, we get it. Just back away just a little bit.
Here, listen. I'm much less bothered by that than when he came in and beat up two main eventers in his slacks and then handed Kevin Owens the championship. That really bothered me. With no follow-up, by the way. We still don't know anything about that.
Well, you know when you're going to get the follow-up, right?
Dude, at this rate...
After football season.
Sure, the first week after football season, he'll be back. But listen... Yeah. Hunter as Uncle Hunter in NXT, if you think that I'm going to sit here and complain that they finally have given us a show with a baby face who does everything that the fans want and the fans love and respect, I'm not gonna. It's so much better than Raw. In fact, it's funny. It's very funny. Maybe it's not all that funny, but do you ever notice that Hunter, Uncle Hunter on NXT... He always makes the right decision for the fans, and he never makes a bad decision, and he never stands there with egg on his face. But on SmackDown, which also has babyface announcers, I mean, Daniel Bryan, this poor guy, he's being held down by the, whatever you want to say here on over-the-air radio, by The Miz, who wants a contract renegotiation, and he's just making Daniel Bryan look like an idiot. And Daniel Bryan and Shane making their rulings about the tag team tournament and basically, essentially screwing over Heath Slater, who's the most popular guy on the show. I mean, it's just funny. On the main roster, even when they do babyface announcers, they make them look like numbskulls. They did it with Vicky Guerrero, Teddy Long when they were babyfaces, now Daniel Bryan and Shane. But man, when Triple H is the babyface GM in NXT, he can do no wrong, and he's never embarrassed. It's kind of funny.
Wait. You know why that is.
Well, of course. He's right in the show. And
it's
about him.
McMahon's and Helmsley's, man. McMahon's and Helmsley's will always win no matter what.
But my point is, I don't even care if the babyface always wins. But on Raw, the heel, Stephanie McMahon, always wins. Just eviscerates every babyface on the roster.
Well, maybe she doesn't think she's a heel.
Dude, she's a heel. Give me a break.
Wait till that book comes out, man. That's all I'm going to say.
We have got a... Oh, by the way, I want to plug Impact tonight because there's going to be a very special segment on the show. I don't know if you guys are aware, but Senior Benjamin had vanished. And Matt Hardy had put out a basically milk carton. Have you seen Senior Benjamin? Well, Senior Benjamin has been found.
And thank God.
You will see the exciting footage of him being reunited with his best bud tonight on the Impact Television show. And I don't think that you should miss it.
Vanguard 1?
Actually, yes.
I love Vanguard 1. Even though I did not like, I am going to go opposite Filthy Tom Lawler. I like the first Final Deletion more than I did Delete or Decay.
You know what's funny? I liked them both equally, but if you put a gun to my head and you said, pick the one which was better. Actually, I couldn't pick the one that was better. But there was something about the Final Deletion where it was the first one. We'd never seen anything like it, and so our minds were blown. Whereas the second one, I thought there were things about it that were way better. But we'd already seen it, if that makes sense. And that's not to take anything away from it. I just think the first one, here's how I'll say it. The first one was more special because it was brand new. But the second one was also excellent. Joe Park. So many callbacks.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it excellent, but it was something.
It was excellent.
The giraffe and the kangaroo.
Dude, Matt Hardy was shot on by a kangaroo. How can you not say that's excellent?
That's true. Again, maybe we could see that in Bellator if they still were on, if TNA was still on Spike TV.
This person says, what is that? Oh, my printer just randomly turned on. Like there's a ghost in this room.
Wait, is that a subtle plug for listening to After Dark Radio? What a cheap plug.
No, I don't do cheap plugs. I just outright plug it. Person here says, how long do you think the Cruiserweight division will last this time, and why did WWE say TJ Perkins was the first ever Cruiserweight champion?
I don't think they said he was the first. I listened when Hunter first made the
Maybe the same reason that Stephanie keeps saying that Kevin Owens is the first Universal Champion, even though he's the second.
Yeah, I don't think he said that. I think when he first announced the bell, he's like, I specifically listened for that, and he didn't say it. So unless he said something later, that's possible. As far
he
as
probably
how
said
long
something
last,
like your first ever winner of the Cruiserweight Classic and your new Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, I think it might have been something along those lines. As far as how long it's going to last, I think as long as people are responding, as long as maybe Vince is at catering, drinking coffee, and not watching.
Well, if you think he's not watching Raw, think again. I think we'll have the Cruiserweight division for a while. I just don't know how long it's going to be like a real... I mean, come on. Here's the real bet. What is the over-under? I don't even know what that means. But what is the over-under on Braun Strowman squashing one of the guys in the Cruiserweight Classic before the year is out? That's the real question. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi is no longer here today, and he wasn't at all. But Josh Nason is here. Josh, I hear you got a show, is that right?
I do. People can listen to Josh Nason's Punch-Out almost every week on WrestlingObserver.com. This week, the one and only Mike Sempervivi stops by for a 90-minute conversation about his career, CM Punk, wrestling, and so on and so forth. You can get that at WrestlingObserver.com. You can follow me on Twitter, JOSHNASON. And one last time, the Cruiserweight Classic was a TV show.
You know, I will do a cheap plug for After Dark. I think this week on the show, I'm going to talk about this, which just came over the wire, as they say in radio. Creepy clown Facebook page threat forces Alabama school district lockdown. There is a wave of creepy clown sightings all over the U.S. this year. I'm going to talk about that on Sunday on After Dark. And get all these shows, by the way, at WrestlingObserver.com. We are here live and free every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, it's on TuneIn Radio, it's on iHeartRadio, it's available at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com. There's no reason, no matter where you live in the world, you can listen to this show every day absolutely free. So I recommend you do that. I'll be back tomorrow with Mike Sempervivi talking all the news. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny talking the Cruiserweight Classic Raw and Lucha Underground as well, so it should be a fun time. So check it out. Thanks, Josh. Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers, listeners, we'll talk to you again Friday, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Bye.